Hi everyone, this is Marcus. It's really great to be back. First, I would like to apologize for the long pause. The year has been an awesome one, and it restricted my airflow at some point. I just had to take a break because the job was really and is really demanding and takes a lot of my time. But now I've been able to find a workaround for this, and it's really great to be back. So I apologize to everyone for the long pause. So I have a plan to start a series on communication and why communication. But I picked this because when we tend to ask ourselves, like in many relationships, what do you think is the most common reason why many people end relationships? When you trace the root cause, it goes back or down. You can trace the source to be communication issues. And when we ask people, what does it mean to communicate? Many times we tend to say communication means what it entails. I say something, you hear me. You say something, I hear you. But I've come to see that communication is actually quite broad. It's not restricted to me saying something and you listening. I'm saying something. It doesn't just work like that. It's so broad. It has to do with your tone of voice, how you say things, when you say things, you know, and all of that. I learned this at the present job I'm doing now, because the job requires that we speak to clients from all over the world. So I've come to also see that people have different background, and this tends to affect how they communicate. We could have someone that is a linear communicator or a circular communicator. We could have someone that is an internal processor. We could have someone that is an external processor. And all of these factors tend to come to play when communicating with people. One of the problems that I think I tend to have with many people that feel they are good communicators is that they feel communication works when you're able to say things in a very concise manner. That's one part of it, because you can actually talk and people listen, you know, and do understand what you're saying. Now the other point, or the other part where we tend to fail, is the part of listening. Now at this job where I am at presently, like I said, clients tend to contact us and report issues or problems they have, and it's our job to actually fix it for them or provide a fix for them, you know, whichever way that works. And now you cannot be able to, or you would not be able to fix an agent, a customer's issue or client's issue if you do not have one skill, and it is the skill of listening. Because many times a client will come and tell you this is what the issue is. Many times the customer thinks he or she understands what they are saying, but the point is, when you listen very well, you find out that this is not what this customer is trying to say. This is what the customer is trying to say. And you can't just know that because you are listening to give a response. You are listening because you want to understand. And that is a problem I tend to think. That's a problem I think is very common in relationships these days. Because many people just want to listen to respond. Very few of us want to listen to understand. Now, I had this problem when I started this job. Like I said, we have customers from all over the world. This means that you have to speak to, you could speak to a client from India today, you could speak to a client from Australia, speak to a customer from Ireland, speak to a customer from Boston, Texas, Massachusetts. I've always had issues pronouncing that. If you guys know how to pronounce it, just tell me. You could speak to a customer from Italy, Spain, Germany, the UK. Oh, my favorite. I've always said that if I'm able to get a British accent, I will never shut up. Because that stuff is so sweet. They speak so fast. Most times, as if they have hot yam in their mouth. The first time I had an experience with a guy from the UK. Oh my lord. It was very... I disgraced my family. I think I should just let that out. I disgraced Nigerians. understand Shane Bain. This guy was speaking so fast. I was thinking because I had watched a lot of, you know, British movies, I should be able to, you know, you understand how I should be able to mix and fall in. But I fell out though. Because at some point I didn't know why. I said, okay, so this is what you are trying to achieve, Abby. The Nigerian in me just gave me up. Like, I didn't know when I said, this is what you're trying to achieve, Abby. And I will never forget the response of the client. He just told me, you're not from here, are you? You know, and I just behaved myself and humbled myself and spoke my Nigerian accent, and we got going. Now, the thing is that the problem I had was not an issue with the accent. It was just because I was listening to respond. I was not listening to understand what the issue is. And across the floor at work, we tend to have issues where many of the agents might have a problem with a client, and because they want to get more information about it, they go to the T2s or the SME and the like just to get more information from them. And the T2 will tell you, see, this information you are giving me is not giving me, I don't have enough information from what you're telling me to know this is what the problem is and the solution I can give you. And so most of the agents have to go back and speak to the customer again and listen, you know, from the beginning, from the scratch, so they have perfect understanding of what the issue is. Many times, even the customer that is trying to explain something is confused, and it's actually your job to actually listen, to understand, to know that even what the customer is trying to say, the customer does not understand. It's your job to now make the customer understand what he does not understand. You know, we've had this issue many times here at work, and I tend to see this very common in our relationship, because there are times that someone is actually telling you something, you think you're listening, but you're not. For example, we've had many times, you've had those stories where someone broke up with somebody and he was always saying that, you never told me this was what was wrong, you never said this, you never said that. This person was always saying, yes, I always told you, I always brought it up to your attention. For example, if a guy's love language is probably quality time, you know, and when you just come and you just spend a few minutes and you just want to go, you know, he's always emotional or irate, saying that you don't spend time with me, you don't do this. You know, many of us are always thinking that I'm listening to what this person is saying I don't spend time with him, and you're always wondering that. Most times we tend to misinterpret that to mean this person is nagging, this person is always nagging. But the point is, you're not listening, because if you are listening, you have an understanding that what this person is trying to call your attention to is to let you know that my love language is actually quality time, and I do not feel you are spending enough time with me, and I interpret that to mean I'm not loved. Do we get it? So many times we tend to just think we are communicating, I'm saying what he's doing, I'm telling what he's doing, but the point is, we are not listening to understand. We're just listening to give responses, and this is a problem for us. This is actually a big problem for us. So I'll just stop here for now. In the months to come, or in the days to come, I'll be sharing other areas of communication that I feel is important and you guys can actually learn from. So thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Marquis, the Love Doctor. Have a great week ahead.